Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have another day of healing, sample clearings, talking about the light shift. So if you'd like to call in and ask some questions, by all means, do so. So let's do some clearing here. As normal, we do the emotional clearings on most of the programs, so we'll start off with that right now. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. This is done on most of the programs, too. You should be doing this yourself daily to feel heart-centered. So just think of your consciousness, your thoughts, and we'll call that your mind going into your heart. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Going to drop you down. So I'll count from 10, or from 10 down to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should be pretty heart-centered right now. And again, just think a thought and it should be out of your heart center. So tonight we have Annika on for our co-host. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, everyone, and welcome. And like Ron said, we welcome callers to call in with your questions. And we are on Station 1. The call-in number, which is toll-free in both U.S. and Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also welcome all of you to put your questions on the fast chat if you are on today. And if you listen to this as an archive, I just want to mention, too, that all the samples that Ron is doing, getting us beautifully heart-centered there and all that, is working, even though you will be listening in a way out of time. And maybe we can talk about being in the now versus being in the time-based reality that we are here, Ron.
Okay, so it's very, very simple. When you're in time, then you're controlled by the energies that are controlling our time. So these are alien energies, extraterrestrials, if you would, that are controlling everybody on this planet in time. So what we have here is a time-based reality. And, you know, you have a clock, a watch, and that regulates you. You have to show up at work at a certain time. And so all of this is, in a sense, a program that is running with your watch, with your clock, and things happen to you at a given time. It goes much, much deeper than that because they can actually take us away, completely take us away out of time. And we won't even realize that because we think we're here all the time. But because they can take us out at a much higher rate than what our consciousness is perceiving, we may only be here for a short amount of time that we know about it. And that's when they play around with us, give us implants, etc. That's the scary part. So you want to always command yourself to be in current time. I mentioned this before, a gentleman that I met who was very astute. He commanded that his spirit, I believe, and his body both be on planet Earth here at this current time, in the moment. And when he did that, the eggs on his counter that he just had out fell on the ground, and he also felt a change with his body slightly. So he was actually somewhere else living a parallel lifetime, identical to what he had here, and he somehow must have realized it. So when he commanded himself to be here now, then he was here, brought back, after the spirit came back into this manifestation with his body, and by doing so, the eggs fell on the ground or on the floor of the house. So that's very interesting. So it's quite strange that things happen like that. The classic example was losing something, and you beat yourself up because you don't know where you put something, and that's because it's probably somewhere else on a different planet, okay, in a different reality that you're not used to knowing about. At least the one that you're in right now, you don't know where things are because they're not here and they're somewhere else. Now, when you go somewhere else and live those lifetimes, which may or may not be conscious to you, okay, then that item is over there. So I'll just say that over again in case you didn't quite get it. So let's say that you're out there on planet X called the Earth, someplace else in the dark side universe, because the dark side fabricated or cloned you, all of your friends, all of your belongings, everything that you're looking at. Remember, because you're in a time-based reality. So you're like on this movie set, okay, here on Earth that they cloned. So you have where you are right now, and you have the exact same copy of everything around you. Your TV, your radio, your computer, everything is cloned identical to this. Now, what happens is that they take you up and you go there. So if you happen to, let's say you have a coffee cup, right? And you're sitting down listening to this program, we'll say, or whatever you're doing. And the coffee cup is to the right side of you, and they take you up out of time. And you think you're still here, but all of a sudden your coffee cup vanishes. Well, it's over there, and you're having coffee just like you are here. And then when you get beamed down here, if you didn't bring it with you, then you lost it. Now, eventually it may show up, and you may go out and look for it, and it may not be around until you happen to go to that exact location over again. Now, you could be in 1,000 parallel lifetimes. So how often are you going to go to that one particular lifetime to find your cup? You may not ever find the cup, but maybe you go there in desperation somehow. You search in your mind, we'll say, and you go, man, I know I had my cup someplace, and somehow you were brought back to that exact reality of where your cup is in a parallel lifetime, and you say, oh, there's my cup. So now you have it in your hand, and you come back here, and all of a sudden, instantly, the cup appears. Maybe you're doing this when you're sleeping, okay, and you brought the cup back. Or maybe all of a sudden, you know, it popped up next to you because you brought it back to here. So it gets a little iffy and a little crazy sometimes, but that's what happens. This is why you lose things. You didn't lose it because something came into your place and stole it. You lost it because it's somewhere else. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, you know, I think we might have a caller on. That's what I heard. Is anyone there? Hello?
Yes, hi, Annika. It's
hi.
Your voice is a little low. Can you talk a little louder into your handset?
Okay, all right. Is it better?
That is better,
That's better.
Okay, great. All right, Ron, I just have a couple of questions. The first one is regarding the self-empowerment clearing.
Okay.
My question is, for each subsection, let's say I'm doing abused, and then under that is for mind programs. Now, for the average person, how long or how many hours do you think it would take to clear that currently in your life?
I would probably just do it for what's listed there. I think it's maybe like...
It's 60 minutes for per...
Yeah, maybe half an hour to an hour, and just see how you feel with it.
Half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do it and just see how that's working with you. Now, that's your own thoughts causing that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, very possibly, it could be somebody else's thoughts, you know, being projected to you. And you're thinking that it's your own stuff, that it's you, but it's actually somebody else's force of will projected into your reality, mind-controlling you, okay? That's the easiest way for me to put it. Remember, all thoughts do mind control. And so some people say, gee, you know, I'll give you an example. I was talking to this one person a long time ago, and what happened was their wife went on a vacation for maybe like 3 weeks, okay? And so this person thought that, you know, the load that they were dealing with, all the stuff in their life, you know, was their own. Well, when the wife left, and because they sleep next to each other, okay, and see each other daily, all this energy from her got on to him. And then after about 2 to 3 weeks before she came back, this person said, man, I feel wonderful. I didn't know, you know, I thought I had all this crap wrong with me, and since my wife isn't here, the energy kind of left me. And now I don't think I have those issues where before I thought I did. And so that's what happens. Just being next to somebody, those energies get kind of leak into you. And so all of a sudden the person felt fine and realized that their stuff that they thought they had to deal with or they were dealing with but had they couldn't resolve it because it wasn't their issue. It was somebody else's. So how do you resolve somebody else's issues that's put onto you? Because you don't have it, okay? And this is what happened. So they had a good awakening there. And then the wife came back, and the person realized that they have these issues, but now they don't have to worry about it. So
it's all under
the umbrella of mind control, and this is what happens. The energy leaks.
Oh, okay.
And so what I would do first is just do yourself and see how you feel, maybe for 30 minutes, and then do you know, someone else's thoughts. And then from there, you know, you can go into the alien attack ones, alien mind control, that's on there, and then maybe the hexes, spells, and stuff like that. A lady
called me yesterday. Oh, I'm doing it all. I'm not leaving any stones unturned.
Yeah, hopefully not. A lady called me the other day. This is very interesting. And I guess her, I think you said her grandfather, and she's in the middle 30s. Her grandfather died, and he was from, I think it was Ecuador. And he was very powerful with psychic energy, which could be spells and curses and stuff. And she says that somehow airplanes, somehow if they were to fly over where he was buried, they would get, like, knocked out of the sky. Now, I don't know what to say on that, but that was pretty bizarre. I won't say bizarre, but there's quite a bit of energy from that person who's dead. And I guess they were very good at doing spells and curses. And so that's just kind of food for thought for everybody. So sometimes somehow he's still active, even though he's no longer here. So what else would you like to know?
Any other questions? Oh, yes, I have another question. Okay, I just saw one more disaster movie. Actually, I did see 2012, which is the disaster movie to end all disaster movies. You know, it's good. But my question is, if and only if, I know these things are usually projections of what the dark side has in store for us, like you usually say, but if, let's just say, hypothetically, a major calamity were to strike, I mean, right now, when we're living in, I know the Lightship is working with some people. We're trying to get them to ascend. Now, would it ever come to that for whoever is ready to ascend? Would the Lightship let them live through this disaster? Or would they do the ascension before this happens?
Oh, okay. So you're worried about if, I guess the question is, if you did a few healings, would you be saved? Is that what the answer
no,
is?
No, no. I'm saying if the Lightship is working with, let's say, 200 people who really get this, and let's say maybe 50 of them are really ready. Let's say they're about 95% of their in their body, they're ready. And if for some reason something goes wrong, a major calamity hits the earth, I mean, would these people have to live, those 50 people who are really ready, would they have to live through this, or would the light ship just do the ascension so these people will lift out so they don't have to live through that calamity? You know?
I would imagine the light ship would probably actually come and help them out somewhat. So I don't think they'd have to live through that disaster.
It's a very unsettling thought. I mean, you hear about it and you see it on screen, the way this movie was put together, and it's food for thought. I mean, you got me thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to have to leave the zone like this.
Yeah, I don't know if the Earth spirit would allow its creation to be destroyed that way. You
Ooh,
know, they talk
yes.
about asteroids and pole reversals and stuff, and you know, all that could be correct and true, but remember, let's look at it another way, okay? Let's look at it as, this may sound a little strange to some of you, let's just say that since we live in a dark side reality of time, that whatever we physically see out of our eyes here, which is controlled by time, because we're looking into a time-based reality like a movie script, okay? And this is all that we're aware of is what we're seeing in time. So maybe what we're seeing in the darkness is strictly a script that we're actually viewing as compared to the true reality of what the Earth is actually like. So maybe we're living more in a reality of the darkness as we are, you know, in the present moment on this Earth. So another way of saying that, even if you are heart-centered, let's just say that in the format that we're living here, that we're actually playing a role as a person in a dark side script. And maybe all that stuff could be happening on the dark side script, but when the light comes in, maybe none of that's even true. Maybe all the stars that you're seeing in the sky are not even real. You know, so that's another way of looking at it. I'm still kind of still puzzled at why the moon doesn't turn and why it looks
I have some ideas about that, but
you know, so you know, are we looking at like we do like in your house? You know, everybody has maybe a clock on the wall or a picture, and naturally, if you know, it's always there when you look at it. You know, to me, that's like the moon. Maybe we're just seeing a holographic display. Created by the aliens of a moon out there, and they have the stars out there too twinkling, and stuff like that. When I was back in New York, somebody was sharing a story with me, and the person said that this was very credible. And what the person says, they're driving over one of the main bridges there, which one I don't know, but all of a sudden the two people in the car were looking, and they saw a physical hole of darkness with stars in it. You know, this is daytime. And so if you take that theory as that what the dark side has given us is a movie that we're in, and somehow maybe on that script of the film itself, maybe somehow it got scratched, okay? Remember the old days, you go to the motion picture theater, even now, and if you get a scratch on the film, you see the lines on it. Well, maybe somehow there, you know, in that projection of the hologram that they're allowing us to see, maybe for what happened at that time, all of a sudden there was no image there, and they actually saw what's really here, which was the darkness and true stars, maybe from the light in the background. So anyway, food for thought for that.
Interesting. Okay.
No,
all right, thanks,
just,
a lot, Ron. Thanks a lot, Ron.
I hope that helped. Hope I didn't confuse
you
anymore.
Really thank you for coming on with those sort of questions, because and your way of explaining a further way of thinking, because I find myself there a lot of the time. And just speaking from my own experience, you know, I have to kind of do that questioning a lot, and sometimes I come up with all kinds of ideas of, you know, well, what if this whole thing is, you know, maybe it already happened, and we're just kind of still stuck or something. You know, I mean, I know that's like horrific thoughts, but you know, there are times when I have to kind of question what I see and what I don't see. I guess maybe even more now. I saw a movie the other day. It wasn't 2012, but it was Christmas Carol, and I had no idea it was going to be that scary. It is incredibly scary, I guess, because Jim Carrey is in it. I thought it was going to be funny, but it's all about death. It's very, very dark. It is amazing visuals. You know, it has amazing visuals, especially with seeing other realities or seeing past of certain past events or future events. And it was made in a really interesting way. So a lot of that about what you're talking about, Ron, about seeing something that's not really there, was actually part of that movie. But I don't know who the movie was made for, really, because it's just almost as if it could be for children, but the language is Old English, so they wouldn't really understand it. And it's not really for adults either. So it's kind of interesting why they made that movie that way. It's very, very dark.
Yep, that's true. So, and I see Karen wrote about The Matrix. Yeah, that's kind of similar, too. So it's, you know, all the movies that we probably have seen in the last 20 years, you know, are telling us what's there, maybe what's going to happen as far as the script that we're living in, and just to allow us to accept that reality. Remember, what you don't know, if you don't ever see anything or read about anything, you don't know about anything. So when you start getting more knowledge, which is the problem, okay, that's that's in the Bible, right? Don't partake of the fruits of good and evil. You know, knowledge basically. So when you start searching for knowledge, then you're separating yourself from your heart energy. Then you're in mind, and then all of a sudden these programs can start to come forth. I guess Ed is talking about seeing. Why don't you call in, Ed, since you. I saw, a rip in the reality that we live in here, and you saw something on the other side.
Yeah.
That would be nice if you wanted to share that.
Yeah, he says here that he's seen that hole with stars in it, so we would love to hear more, Ed.
Yeah, Ed, so our show's kind of going a little different here.
Yeah.
So
I can bring up a question.
All the aliens come in, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They get put onto our movie, too, some way. So, I don't know. It's really hard to figure out the reality here. But if you're heart-centered, this is what this program is about, to go into your heart, to your spirit. Once you're there, then all this other stuff just doesn't affect it. And that's the nice thing about, you know, how you can save yourself. You know, the misery is just going to your heart. And the stuff kind of drops away. You know, your external reality is not going to change. But you are going to be peaceful. And that's what, you know, the divine gives you is peace. So that's very nice. Otherwise, you're connected to everything but peace. And it's very hard to, get out of that time-based reality unless you go into your heart. So I see some sample clearings here. So let's do a couple.
Yes.
So let's do entities. So here we go. These are entities. These are ghosts that... inhabit our body. A lady called me the other day, and I guess the gentleman who worked next to her, maybe in a cubicle, I believe, passed away. And I guess she had, for my understanding, she got a bad headache. Maybe he was the emotional body was trying to connect to her or something. But naturally, the emotional body, when the physical body dies, you know, looks around and goes to all the friends and family thing, and then also trying to come in to one of the bodies. So maybe it attempted to come into her, and she tried to ward it off unknowingly, but she got a headache out of it. So I did a quick release and took away that emotional body, and she said her headache went away. But these are what you call ghosts, so we're doing emotional clearing here. I mean, entity clearing. So let's get rid of some entities. So here we go. So I'm just clearing them now out of the bottom of your feet. Here we go. Here we go. More is coming out. Just kind of tune into your body here. It's nothing for you to do. Remember, the light does it for you automatically. You just have to show up. And here we go. We'll get the ones out that we can during this short amount of time. On the website, we have, you know, on the online healings, you can go in there and get entities released from you. And if you wish to do it yourself, you need to command your spirit to take them out of your body. You might work like I'm doing now. Now we're going up to your ankles. And just keep commanding. And your spirit can get rid of them. A person on one of the other programs here, maybe it was the last one, wanted to know what they could do without paying money for healing. You know, this is one thing that you can do. You can do quite a bit. But your spirit is not empowered enough now, unfortunately, to do all that the light ship can do for you. Initially, it had the same power, the same spiritual horsepower, but because of being here for so long for most of you, your spirit has been disempowered for so many lifetimes, thousands of them, that you're not going to, you know, have that horsepower. This is why the light ship has ascension, to help you out so that you're not disempowered completely. So on one hand, your spirit's very powerful. So people say, well, yeah, isn't my spirit, you know, created from source energy? And if it's source energy, can it do all this stuff? Well, ideally it could, except if it was that powerful, why are you still here? Okay, that's the first question that I would ask. And, you know, why are you stuck here on this planet if your spirit's so powerful? Well, it's because it's not, unfortunately. And this is why the light ship comes for ascension. Okay, we have a caller, I think.
Yeah, or maybe two.
Okay, so let's get the first caller, and I'm still doing emotional clearing, I mean entity clearings here, so I'll do that for the next 5 minutes here. I'll work
okay.
up Hi. Off of your head. Okay.
Hi. You talked earlier about the parallel life. Can you do a parallel life clearing? I woke up this morning with this jaw pain. For some reason, my whole jaw is killing me. So, I can't figure out where it might have come from.
Okay, I'll do that one next year. I got it written down. Okay. So we'll see about a jaw clearing. Okay. Does it feel like somebody hit you in a parallel life? Or maybe in a car accident or something?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
It just feels like it just aches, mostly from the right side.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, then you were fine when you went to sleep last night, and something happened to you, and you woke up this morning with a right side jaw pain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my jaw feels like it's just.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was fine before you went to sleep.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Twiggy.
Okay.
This is Jelaine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Jelaine.
So how can we help you?
Well, could you do a self-sabotage clearing, please?
Okay, I'll put that down. So first to a jaw clearing, and then I'll do self-sabotage. Okay. And we have that on the website if you want to do the self-empowerment, too. That's in there. It's $50. I think now it's for 6 weeks. So that's to get people jump-started to get rid of all these different things that may be causing, you know, you problems. So say take advantage of that. It's a wonderful clearing. Many, many things there to do.
Which one is that? I'm sorry.
On the website, on the left side, creationlightship.com, on the left side, there's a special set for clearings, which is self-empowerment. You want to talk about Annika? I'm still doing the clearing here.
Yeah, there's the self-empowerment healing that is a fairly new clearing that Ron has on the website. And when you get into that one, there's a long, long list of different things that you can go through. Which, you know, I can read some of them. Some are stuck, paralyzed, unworthy, depressed, abused, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, pushed, put upon, fear of failure, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, pressured, not focused, self-doubt. And then when you go through that list, there's different ways. You can also put it in as what is causing my situation. You could put in or try them out as it could be, for instance, your negative thoughts or other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, that sort of thing. And, yeah, it's just wonderful to go through that.
But it's at cost?
It's $50, 50, and
yeah,
it's for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I increased it from a month to 6 weeks because there's so much there, and I figure that people might need an extra 2 weeks on it. So, I mean, if you're really interested in moving forward, remember, the light cannot twist your arm on anything, you know, and the dark side will always tell you that you don't have a problem. You know, that's the way they work because, you remember, you're running their program, so they're not going to tell you that the programs that you're living by is not valid for you and not good and is going to cause you harm. They don't do that. They say, oh, you're a wonderful being, love and light, you know. You're going to be ascending. Don't worry about anything, you know. And this is how they work.
But when your life's not working, you know it's not right.
Yeah. So this clearing I put on there for people who, the first one is like when you're stuck, okay. And initially, I just thought of doing about four or five things. And as I started creating this here, myself and the web designer who helped me, we started getting more and more things. And I think there's like 26 of them. Plus, you can enter something else. So it kind of takes on, you know, or reads like everybody's issue here on this planet. Everybody has one of these things, I'm sure. And so you're able now to figure out, you know, how it's happening to you, whatever that issue is. So you can put in, is it my own self from patterns, repeating the pattern over again? And maybe that's not it. Is it somebody sending me thoughts doing this here? Well, maybe that could be true too. Is it the aliens now on our planet sending me something for mind control, you know, interfering with my life? Is it hexes and spells and curses? You know, remember, these things can, the hexes, spells, and curses and the alien stuff, I'll just talk about hexes, spells, and curses. You could have that stored in your DNA. You could have had somebody, you know, 1,000 years ago give you a time-coded spell that's working right now for you. And maybe it occurs each time that the person with that physical body in your genetic line maybe reaches, say, the age of 35. And so all of a sudden at 35, everybody's life goes to hell in a handbasket, you know. And they get activated. So, you know, so that you can actually tune in and see how this stuff is happening to you, where it's coming from, so that you at least have a clue. Otherwise, you don't have a clue. You don't know where to look. And then, you know, from there you can go into, if you want to do additional clearings, you can go into the Dark Side Practitioner on the website. This is for mind control transmissions from somebody physical here. And maybe even aliens if you wanted to put them in, whatever comes up for you. You know, that's a good clearing to do. But, you know, it's all designed to get you self-empowered so that you can get unstuck and move on with your life. So that's why it's only $50 and you got 6 weeks. So by all means, you know, get in there because everybody has something. And the light chip will help you to get rid of some of these patterns that you're dealing with, whatever they would be. So I'm not working on the top of your head, everybody, getting away these entities. So you may start to feel some relief. normally the relief will come with the pain being released from you. Or you might be able to think better or see better or even hear better. So this is the way the entities come in. They do take up space, and they bring you the addictions that you have, whatever that would be, and they live their life through you. So, you know, I mainly just deal with and talk about the entities that are earth-based, that we call ghosts, which are emotional bodies. And naturally, you could probably even have aliens coming into you, which we call shapeshifters. And the shapeshifters are also on a different clearing page, which is for $30 for the month, which is the alien removal. What's it called, Annika?
The
clearing here, so it's kind of hard to bring it up. Alien, jeez.
Parasite.
Actually, I need to see it too. Alien parasite removal, I think, is what I call it, but I don't have it up here in front of me.
No.
Alien abduction removal, alien attack removal, I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a real good one to get, you know.
Yes.
So these are all here to help you to get yourself to have control of your life. So, and a lot of people, you know, the one for $50 for the 6 weeks, it's there so that if you need to get a different job, maybe some people get stuck in a job and they can't get out of it. I don't know why. You know, that could also be earth grid lines. But, sometimes people do all they can and they just can't seem to get ahead. And, you know, you could have these things put on you external to yourself. And this is what it's on there for, is to become self-empowered so you can move on. You know, some people say, I've been there, done that, but I can't get out of it. I'm continually, you know, being, in torment of this situation. And, you know, lo and behold, whatever I do, it comes recycling right back into my energy field. And that could be a hex or spell. But also, it's no substitute for the emotional clearing either. But it's just to jumpstart people. Okay, this clearing is done, so let's work with the jaw now. And then we'll do the self-sabotage. So this is probably from a parallel life that this lady had. We all have them. So we'll take away, I'll just use the word, for this lady, it'd be for her jaw, but we'll just work with pain energy, okay? Because she's in pain, so that'll be the topic. So if you have pain in your body, then specify, you know, now, because remember, the light sees you as perfect all the time. So specify the pain that you have, wherever it is, that you want it to be gone. And we'll see if this parallel life or whatever, maybe, you know, 20 lives or whatever we can take away right now are going to be helping you with, to get rid of. So here we go. Just think of the pain, and we're going to do a release from parallel lifetimes. And it's up to you to say what the problem is. The light ship does not look at you to find them, okay? Because the light ship only works in the now and sees you, whatever you dealt or dealing with is divine perfection because you created it. They don't judge your creation. They don't judge your situation, okay? So this is why you have to squawk. The old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Can I bring up a question for why you're doing that, Ron?
Go ahead. Yes, I'm releasing these. I'll need about 2 minutes doing this clean, but you can ask a question, sure, or present one.
Yeah. Okay. So while you're doing that, I'm just going to ask you briefly. It came from Karen, and she was wondering if we can do these new clearings at the same time, and I'm guessing we can, right?
Yes, you can. Yes. Uh-huh.
She was particularly mentioning two of the new ones that you have on your website, and one of those is the body system rejuvenation, and then this other one that we were just talking about, which is the self-empowerment healing.
Yes, if you're going to do two separate clearings, except for the barcode ones, the barcode you got to do one at a time, okay? But you may be able to put up a couple windows up to do more than one particular clearing. some people have done that and had great success. For myself personally, I probably would not want to have more than two windows up.
Maybe because
I want to know what's happening. I want to feel the energy. And I want to know what else I need to do for myself to have conscious awareness of what's going on. So if you do too many windows up on your screen and do too many healings at once, it's not that they're not going to work. It's just that, are you really going to know about what's going on in your life? If you're not a feeling person, it might be fine. But some people want to understand and attempt to figure out what they need next on a clearing. So you'd have a clue if you only have one up at a time.
So since you mentioned the death barcode removal, which you also can, we also can do online now, so if we're doing the death barcode removal, you know, you can go through 10 different barcodes in that clearing for the same price, obviously. That's $150. And if you feel that there's energy left, is it just to go back and do them over again, Ron? Let's say somebody has more than 10 barcodes.
Okay, yeah, I just dealt with a lady. I think it was a lady or a man. I can't remember. Time goes by so quick for me here. I think it was a lady, and she had 12 of these. So naturally, it only goes up to 10. Very few people that I've talked with, I think, have over six, okay? So most people, 80% of you have three. And maybe 10% have maybe two. And then the other 10% may have maybe four or five. So, but you're going to know. Once you do it, you don't have to repeat that whole process. Just move on to the next one. So once it's done once, it's done. Only one that you want to maybe repeat over again is the emotional trauma that you're having, because that's a half an hour clearing, and you might need an hour at that. But if you don't feel emotional, then go on to the next one. Use a drop-down box, go to number two, and do that for the next 2 hours, and go to number three. So some people have the time, and they want to just keep going for more of them, and typically if it's not there, it's not going to do any good for you. But if you do feel the energy changing a little bit as you do a barcode and you feel better, then you probably have one. I won't say you know, if you do feel it, you do have one, okay? So let's just say that you're on it and you're at number five barcode because you wanted to do a couple more because they felt good, and you now get on to number five and you start the barcode and you go, there's no energy here, you know, because you're a feeling sensory person, and you say there's no energy here, then you don't have it, okay? And that's it. Then you can stop. But if you do feel something, then do it. But you know, it's not on there, you know, it's not that you have to do 10 of them because we have 10 listed, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's going to be better to do 10 if you only have three, because there's no need to take anything off that's not there. Remember, the light only works in the now, and the dark side only puts on you the energy and time. So if it's not created in you right now in their time-based reality, it's not going to be there.
So I think we have a caller too, Ron. Is anyone there?
Okay, so there we go. Let's do a self-sabotage, and then we'll get the caller. So here we go. I just finished that clearing. So self-sabotage, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Let's get the caller.
Hi, it's Ed.
Okay, Ed, yeah.
Yeah, oh. I'm trying to get through. I had an old number, I guess.
Okay, so you want to describe
question
that passed out quite a while ago, looks like.
I have a quick question, and then I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
Okay, the question is, on the light ship, you say they don't recognize time, yet things on the light ship happen in a sequence of events, which is the definition of time. So can you explain that?
Oh, God. Yeah, Ed. When you're in the reality, there has to be a time sequence inside of their reality, because you have to live in that sequence, okay?
Yeah.
but they don't project time out into the reality when you're here. And so everything's in the moment. On the light ship, you go from moment to moment to moment by to moment. And so those each moment would be in a sense, a time-based reality because it's the next moment. But they don't have anything preconceived in a linear time-based setting. Does that answer your question?
So the difference is here we have programming on the light ship. There still is a sequence of events, but there's no programming.
Right. There's no program. Everything works in the present moment.
Okay. Thank you. No script. Okay.
Yeah, my no script. That's why there's a physicality on the light ship, because you have to have physicality to be there. But, you know, if you're not there, hypothetically, the beings that are there to help you for ascension are basically in the present moment, and they're not doing probably anything. Okay, they could be, but maybe they're only there to help you when you go to the light ship, when I take people up. So anywhere else, they're probably not experiencing anything. They only be maybe connected to what they're doing when they're called upon. Okay, that's a possibility too. And there are families up there too.
Would you call it a different kind of time?
It would be in the now time. It's very hard with our languaging here.
Yes,
remember,
yes.
When you're on the light ship, you are walking around, which means that you would have to be in some kind of time-based reality if you're walking around, because you're putting one step ahead of the other, okay?
Yes.
But everything's in the present moment. So it's hard to talk about or to give a definition for that. But everything happens in the present moment. So their time-based reality, if it were to be called that, okay, is moment by moment by moment. And there's no outcome at all and no preconceived energies of what's going to happen as you have your next reality of consciousness. So their time is actually the frequency of your spirit being turned off and on and off and on. That's their connection. That's the connection of the light. Remember, everything is a frequency, okay? And so that would be, in a sense, what the time would be. Okay, down here you have your spirit, okay, in your body that's connected to the source energy, which is the light ship, okay, because it created you. So that's being controlled and turned off and on by the light ship. Now, your body is being controlled by the aliens, because your body is now controlled in this physical time-based reality with your spirit in it connected to the light. And your body is also connected to the light, but you're living here in the time-based reality of darkness. So that basically takes over the light frequency of your body. And that's all the judgments and stuff stored inside of you in your DNA, and that's all controlled in time. That's why I say you can have implants put into you, in your DNA, that can get time activated, okay?
Yeah.
And so your body is activated in the dark side time energy. Everything that you're looking at physically is connected to that. And that's why it can appear and disappear in front of your eyes, while you can lose things, because you're probably not here, you're somewhere else.
Okay,
and so what happens at ascension time, the light turns off its frequency to all of its creations. So all of a sudden now, everything now is connected back to the light, and it's not an active manifestation. In a sense, it's kind of like dormant, okay? And the light collects everything. Now, how much of you is with you, and how much of you is in the dark side planets, okay? Maybe you're up in the dark side planet, we'll just say, and you get into a car accident, and they have to amputate your arm, okay? And this is on a physical body. And also hooked onto that physical body is your spirit. So now all of a sudden, maybe at the age of 16, you're in this car accident, and on that planet, your spirit now is missing its arm, okay? And the body up there is missing an arm too. So now you're walking around in this time-based reality on a parallel planet with no arm. You come back here, you have an arm in this body, but all of a sudden you wonder, why? Why does it feel numb? Why do I have a problem with my arm? Why is my arm atrophying? is because your spirit lost its arm in that other parallel lifetime. That's controlled in time. So does that help you, Ed?
Yeah. So the way I can look at it then is the body is stuck in time no matter what.
No matter what, the body's stuck here. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The body's stuck in time. The spirit is not. So if you're really in the flow, in the zone, really creative, you don't have any awareness of your body because of what you're creating in front of yourself, you're actually drawing your consciousness more towards the spirit, timelessness, and you forget the body's there. Even though the body is aging in time, you just forget it's there.
Yes, and this is what I think Einstein talked about. As you approach the speed of light, okay, now this is our linear time here, right?
Yes.
So this is the light frequency that we view. So this is the dark side light frequency, okay? So as you approach the speed of light, time stops, okay?
Yes.
Does that draw any clues for you, Ed? Connect any dots?
Yes. Yes.
So that's the dark side's reality. So if we could all approach the speed of the light that was created by the darkness, okay, then we would not age.
Yes, yes.
Now, this is physical. This has nothing to do with the actual light of the light ship. This is the programming, the speed at which they turn the information on and off for us. So it's much like a computer. Remember the old days we had, you know, slower speed computers. And so naturally, maybe over the last 10 years, the speed is, you know, enhanced a lot. So you go into a store in the old days, maybe 10 years ago, and they were talking maybe about, maybe a 8080 or a 386 or something. They went to 486 and they went to Pentium. This is all the clock speeds, okay, the speed on how fast the computer communicates inside of itself, which you probably all understand this here, okay? So the dark side does have a master frequency, which we would call the speed of light. And that's how they're controlling us. So if somehow that speed of light got turned off, we'd be in a whole different reality, which you would be if you approach the speed of light. So we're stuck in the frequency lower than the speed of light. This is why we're in time. So just think of a strobe disc, a strobe, right? And the faster the strobe, as you move your hand over a strobe, the slower the strobe, you know, you're going to probably not see your hand move at all. But as it speeds up, then it's starting to see that the hand slow down, correct?
Yes.
But the faster the strobe blinks. So this is the way it works. So just kind of think of a strobe light flashing on you.
Okay, thank you. All right, now here's my story. I was at my previous spiritual path that I was with for 30 years.
How long ago was this that you saw this?
Say again?
When did you see this occurrence?
Okay. Well, you asked me about the hole in the stars.
Yeah. How long ago? How far back in time?
Oh, God. 20 years? Something like that. And I was at the national meeting, sitting in the foyer, and not even noticing it, the spiritual master of the group walked in the side door coming back from lunch. I didn't see him, but as I turned around and looked, before I could even tell it was him or had any thoughts about, oh, it's the master or anything like that, I just looked at him, and it was like somebody had a zipper on reality. All of a sudden, everything I was looking at just parted, like you'd open a curtain, and it was like a zipper right in front of me. Everything just went away sideways. And I was like, my awareness fell into a field of stars, and it just went on and on and on. And then the curtain closed, and boop, I was right back here. I've always wondered what that was.
Very interesting. So you probably saw, so did the master walk through this?
Yes.
So maybe on our languaging and our show's about ready to end, but maybe that's like what they talk about, Stargate or something, you know? So maybe he was able to walk through the different energies, and maybe he came through the Stargate, and it was still unzipped when he looked. What do you think of that?
Well, it was before I knew it was him. I mean, it happened so quick, I didn't even register in my mind who that was standing, you know, 5 feet from me walking by. That's what was interesting about it. It was just his presence seemed to evoke that in me somehow.
Yeah. Interesting. So he didn't come through the Stargate then?
Don't know.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Ed.
Bye.
So our show's kind of coming to a close. Do we have anything on the fast chat, Annika, that we can address? Couple minutes here.
Yeah, we have I don't know if you have time to do a pain body sample. That was the next question from Mike there. And then also Tom wanted to, was asking if we can energize the light being.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that at the end of the program. So pain body, here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And bring up the light being on your monitor screen. About an inch or so on your scroll bar going down. We're bringing some peace energy for everybody. This is a heart connection, so here we go. And I'll count to 10 as the light being gets energized. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, and that's for healing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So our next program will be on BBS, which is Friday. We're on Station 2, the same time as this one, but 5 minutes earlier. And we might be able to go over because I don't think anybody's after us. So we might have maybe an extra 15 minutes to the program. So here we go. We'll sign off. See you on Friday, Station 2. So blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you all.